This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spikes Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. Tall grass prairie are among the most decimated and threatened natural plant communities in the Midwest, and in fact, the world. The tall grass prairie ecosystem is dominated by native grasses and wildflowers, but the most dominant species defining the prairie are big bluestem, Indian grass, and switchgrass. Their root systems can stretch many feet into the soil, leaving deposits that enrich the soil and keep it from blowing away. That deep, rich, fertile soil was easily transformed into cropland as it was settled. From a historic range of about 25 million acres in Minnesota and Iowa alone, only about 300,000 acres of the original tall grass prairie remains today. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service established the Northern Tall Grass Prairie National Wild Refuge in 2000 to address the loss of America's grasslands and the decline of grassland wildlife. The refuge was created to work with individuals, groups, and government agencies to permanently preserve and restore some of the Northern Tall Grass Prairie. The refuge encompasses all or part of 85 counties in western Minnesota and northwestern Iowa. I have more on that on GardenBite.com. Prairies in Wisconsin are located mostly in the southern and western parts of the state. Of the 2.1 million acres that were native prairie when Europeans arrived, less than 10,000 acres remains today. Private companies are working with landowners to change that. All this and much more is on GardenBite.com. From birds to bunnies, poultry to horses, dogs, and the family cat, Spikes and Houle's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has all you need to take care of them. Quality feed and quality products to keep your animals happy and healthy. Go to SpikesFeed.com. 6 locations and shipping available. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.